There is an ancient Indian saying that something lives only as long as the last person who remembers it. My people have come to trust memory over history. Memory, like fire, is radiant and immutable. While history serves only those who seek to control it, those who would douse the flame of memory in order to put out the dangerous fire of truth. Beware these men, for they are dangerous themselves and unwise. Their false history is written in the blood of those who might remember and of those who seek the truth.
No! Get out! Get out! Come on!
On your knees. Hands behind your head. I want to know where Mulder is.
I don't know.
His car's parked outside. He was here. I want Mulder and I want those files.
You'll find nothing here. They were looking for your partner.
Where is he?
Recommendation of the Office of Professional Conduct that Special Agent Dana Scully be given a mandatory leave of absence until the full detail of her misconduct can be calculated. This summary action is justified under the OPC Articles of Review, and Agent Scully will complete her suspension of duty without pay or benefits due to the nature of her insubordination and the direct disobedience of her superior agents. We will have to ask that you check your weapon and your badge before you leave the building, Agent Scully.
We'd also ask that you make yourself available to answer further questions in our investigation into Agent Moore's whereabouts.
I've told you everything I know. To the best of my knowledge, Agent Mulder is dead.
Don't think this hasn't been difficult for everyone. Agent Scully.
Who are these people?
These people are doing their job.
What they're doing is putting an official stamp on the perpetuation of a lie.
These people have a protocol to follow, which is something you and Agent Mulder did not do.
What about the people who are poisoning Agent Mulder's water? Whose protocol was that?
The investigation...
The investigation will be an exercise. The men who killed Agent Mulder, the people who killed his father, they aren't meant to be found.
We will find them.
With all due respect, sir, I think you overestimate your position in the chain of command.
Where were the safeguards against this? These files were never to be seen.
40 years of work. The damage could be incalculable.
Damage is done.
Gentlemen, we have control. The files have been recovered and the men involved in their theft have been removed without incident. There is a small matter of concern with the FBI, but we'll handle that internally as usual. The media attention will amount to nothing more than a few, scattered obituaries.
The Mulder problem.
Special Agent Mulder is dead. His body will not be recovered. He'll be officially listed as missing until the matter can be resolved quietly.
And we've recovered the copy of the stolen computer files?
Yes.
Then all the pertinent parties should be informed and we can continue with our work.
Daniel.
Hi, Mom.
What are you doing with your shoes?
They started to give me blisters, so.
You walked here at this time of night?
Oh, Mom.
What is it, Daniel?
I've made a terrible mistake. Dad would be so ashamed of me.
The men who had come and threatened us did not return to our house again. But the following day, some of the boys from the reservation came to tell us they had seen buzzards flying out near the quarry where Eric had first encountered the men. The buzzard is a large but cowardly bird. It does not work for its prey, letting others provide the kill. When I see them circling in the desert, this can only mean that something has died and they are going to pick its bones. Or that death is close and they are waiting for it to do its work for them. We did not see what they saw, but I remembered something I had seen as a younger man. Just as my grandson had done, I too had found a body at the quarry in a hole half buried under rocks, but even the buzzards, who will eat anything, would not touch it. This spot is where we found what the buzzards had come for. We could not tell at first who or what it was, but I knew what the buzzards knew, that the smell of death was upon it. The desert does not forgive man his weakness. Weak or strong, it takes no mercy and can kill a man in less than a day.
Could you?
To survive, one must develop skin like leather, know where to find water, and when to take shelter. The FBI man would have surely died had he not stayed underground, protected like the jackrabbit or the fox. Even so, death was near. In accordance with our ancient traditions, we put four oak twigs on the beams of the Hogan to summon the holy people and tell them that a ceremony will be held. It is called the Blessing Way chant. Only the holy people can save the FBI man's life now. He is in their hands.
Enough. Hickey.
I know it's late, but I heard the news. Maybe I should go. Pardon my presumptuousness.
How much have you had to drink?
Do you recycle? He was a good friend. A redwood among mere sprouts. I guess this means he's passing you the torch.
I'm afraid not. I'm soon to be out of a job.
Those sons of bitches. They're rigging the game.
And like rats, they just scatter back into the woodpile.
The rats that killed the cat.
What's this?
It's a news item about Ken Asuna, a.k.a. the Thinker. The man who hacked the MJ files.
The ones he gave to Mulder.
Kenneth J. Suna was killed execution style in what appears to be a professional murder. His body found in the Trenton City landfill. What's the date on this? This was the day before yesterday. This is after Mulder disappeared. Could they be so stupid?
This healing ritual called the Blessing Way has been passed down by our ancient Navajo ancestors. Its songs and prayers must be followed just as they have been for centuries, or the holy people will not be summoned. I watched my father perform the chants as a young boy and saw their healing magic. But my fear for the FBI man was that his spirit did not want to be healed, that it wished to join the spirit of his own father who had died and did not want to return to the world of the living. His body has become tired and weak, and it searches for rest. If the struggle to continue is too hard, or the wish to join his ancestors too strong, the body will give up. But if the desire to resume life burns brightly enough, the holy people will be merciful. The days and nights now will be long and difficult for the FBI man, as the holy people come and help him to choose.
I was first struck by the absence of time, having depended on it so completely as a measure of myself and my life. moving backwards into the perpetual night, it consumes purpose, deed, all passion, will. I come to you, old friend, with the dull clarity of the dead, not to beckon you, but to feel the fire and intensity that still lives in you. And the heavy weight of your burdens, which I had once borne, there is truth here, old friend, if that's all you seek. But there's no justice or judgment without which truth is a vast, dead hollow. Go back. Do not look into the abyss, or let the abyss look into you. Awaken the sleep of reason and fight the monsters within and without.
Hello, son. I did not dare hope to see you so soon. Nor ever again hope to broker fate with a life to which I gave life. The lies I told you were a pox and poison to my soul, and now you are here because of them. Lies I thought might bury forever, a truth I could not live with. I stand here ashamed of the choices I made so long ago, when you were just a boy. You are the memory, Fox. It lives in you. If you were to die now, the truth will die, and only the lies survive us.
My sister. Is she here?
No. The thing that would destroy me, the truth I felt you must never learn, is the truth you will find if you are to go forward.
Hoover Building. It was finished in 1974 and built on the site of the original FBI headquarters. We'll also see a display on the 10 most wanted. You might see a few of your relatives there. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, and I'll do my best to answer them.
Making you come in the front door these days, are they, Agent Scully?
For now.
You carrying your weapon?
No.
Sorry to have to run you through this.
That's okay. That was weird.
Yeah, well, I've had a straight pin left in a shirt collar to set this machine off, but you can go on through.
Thank you.
Scully, come in, please. You said you needed to see me concerning the investigation?
Yes, sir. I came across a news article. A man's body was found in New Jersey, and I have reason to believe that he was killed by the same man responsible for Agent Mulder.
Can I see it?
The date of death postdates Agent Mulder's disappearance. Now, you already have the ballistics data from Agent Mulder's father on file. I would like you to run it against the ballistics from this man's case.
To try and prove what?
Well, if both men were killed by the same weapon, we could prove that Agent Mulder didn't kill his father, and it could also help us find the man who did.
You've been relieved of your investigative function.
Yes, I know that, sir. I just thought this might be helpful.
I'm afraid not. This case would have been handled by the Trenton PD. They're in our drug fire ballistics database. If there was a match on the two slugs, all the bells and whistles would have gone off by now.
You don't want to check?
Miss Scully, I think you underestimate the duties and responsibilities of my position as assistant director.
I was just trying to cooperate with your investigation, sir.
To mitigate your situation and enhance your chances of reinstatement, isn't that right?
I just want answers.
And so do I. I want to know why I was asked to execute a search warrant on your apartment. To look for a digital cassette.
I don't have it.
Is this tape what Agent Mulder died for?
I believe so.
You want to bring me a smoking gun, Scully? You bring me this tape. Otherwise, I would ask you to go home, sit tight, and let us do our job.
Is that all, sir?
Yes, that's all.
Did you ask her about the tape?
She says she doesn't have it.
Is that what she says?
Yes, that's what she says.
Well, that's unfortunate for everyone.
Back again?
I'm just curious about something. Would you mind if I went through here again?
Come on through. This thing is more sensitive than a toothache.
Would you mind running the wand over me one more time?
Sure. Are you wearing a necklace or something?
No, not today.
Then what the hell is that?
Think it could be?
I don't know. It's embedded in your soft tissue here. Looks like maybe a piece of buckshot or something.
I don't know how it could have gotten there.
I can feel it just under the skin. And now that I'm looking at it closely, there's a tiny little scar over it. If you want, I could do a local and pull it out of there.
Thanks for coming down here to do this for me so late.
No problem. You were probably wounded in the line of duty and you didn't even know it.
For 3 days, the Blessing Way chant was performed. The FBI man suffered great fevers and his body burned like fire. There was doubt that he would recover. But the spirits were in attendance, because on the night of the third day, he opened his eyes and asked for water. The ritual bath must be given outside the Hogan before sunrise. The FBI man was weak from his journey and did not wish to speak. But like a rising sun, I sensed in him a rebirth. Still, it will take time to regain his strength.
Well, it's definitely not buckshot. I know what it looks like to me, but I couldn't tell you how it got there. Take a look.
Looks like a computer chip.
That's what it looks like.
I don't even know how long it's been in there. I have absolutely no recollection of it being put there. God, it's frightening.
Dana, this is very serious. You gotta find out what this is.
I don't have access to the FBI labs.
No, I'm talking about access to your own memory. I mean, obviously, you have buried this so deeply you can't consciously recall it.
Melissa.
I know someone who can help you.
Whoa!
What are you so afraid of, Dana? You afraid you might actually learn something about yourself? I mean, you are so shut off to the possibility there could be any other explanation except for your rigid scientific view of the world. It's like you've lost all touch with your own intuition. You're carrying so much grief and fear that you can't see. You've built up these walls around your true feelings and the memory of what really happened. Just do this for me. As your sister, please.
What I'm going to do is induce a non-ordinary state, a modified form of hypnosis, which involves what is called holotropic breathwork. This will quiet your interpretive mind so that we can cut through the interference with your memories and perceptions. Now, what I want you to do is to maintain a focus on your breath. Relax your breathing. And I want you to close your eyes and think of a place where you've always felt completely comfortable and safe. You told me of your experience of being taken away and losing time. Do you remember how you felt just before this happened?
I was afraid.
Do you remember what you were afraid of?
That I would die.
But you didn't die. Someone must have cared for you. Do you remember who that someone was?
There were men. A man took me. There was a light and loud sounds. My ears were pounding.
They performed a procedure on you. Do you remember any pain during this?
I'm trying. The sound is all screwed up. There was an alarm. I remember. They wanted to know if I was all right.
Maybe you trusted them not to hurt you. Could this be possible?
I don't know.
At the FBI, you work with people you must entrust with your life. Could it have been one of these people?
I had to trust them. I was powerless. I could not resist them.
If this is too painful, I want you to go back to that comfortable place where we began and try again.
No! I'm sorry. No, I'm trying. I don't think this is working. I don't think we're getting anywhere. Thank you, but you'll have to excuse me.
You must be careful now to end the ceremony properly. If you leave, you must not do any work, change clothes, or bathe for 4 days.
It's really going to cut into my social life.
Boys have a gift for you. You asked for them during your worst fevers.
During my fever, I left here and traveled to a place.
This place. You carry it with you. It is inside of you. It is the origin place.
It wasn't a dream?
Yes. We are done now.
Skinner.
You came to see me today.
Excuse me?
You came to my apartment. I assume you wanted to see me about something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw you come out of my building.
You've obviously made a mistake. I'm sorry. I need some air. Excuse me.
On the bridge that spans two worlds, the link between all souls by which we cross into our own true nature. You were here today looking for a truth that was taken from you, a truth which was never to be spoken, but which now binds us together in dangerous purpose. I have returned from the dead to continue with you, but I fear that this danger is now close at hand, that I may be too late.
Here to mourn the passing of William Mulder, to join in our grief for our loss, but to share also the memories of a man whose life was rich and full, and who made his family's and his friends' lives richer and fuller as well. Sadly, I've been informed today by the mother of William's children that his son Fox could not be here to join us in this time of sorrow.
Mrs. Mulder?
Yes?
I'm Dana Scully. I work with your son. I know what you may have heard from the FBI, but I have a very strong feeling that your son is going to be found.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I think he's still alive.
How do you know?
I just have a very strong feeling. I'll let you know as soon as I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello. I see you're a friend of the family. So am I. Do you think we might find a moment to speak?
About?
A very serious matter. Please. Should we find some place away from the others? I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. You think the son is still alive?
Who are you?
I'm a member of a kind of consortium. We represent certain global interests.
What kind of interests?
Interests that would be extremely threatened by the digital tape that you are no longer in possession of.
Threatened enough to murder?
Oh my, yes.
What do you know about Mulder?
That he is dead. Qui bono.
You're lying.
I'm not here to tell you lies.
What are you here for?
To tell you your life is in danger, too.
Leave me alone.
They'll kill you one of two ways. They'll send someone, possibly two men, kill you in your home or in the garage with an unregistered weapon which will be left at the scene. Using false documents supplied by associates of mine, they'll be out of the country in less than 2 hours.
You said there were two ways.
Yes. He or she will be someone close to you, someone you trust. They'll arrange a meeting or come to your house unexpectedly. You have someplace else you might stay?
Why? Why kill me?
You want something they don't. Justice. And because they are now quite certain you don't have the computer copy of the files they're looking for.
Why are you protecting me?
I feel my colleagues are acting impulsively. And your death will draw unnecessary attention to our group.
You're not protecting me, you're protecting yourself.
Why should that surprise you? Motives are rarely unselfish.
What kind of business are you in?
We predict the future. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Good day, young lady.
About Dad.
Who these people are?
It was all so long ago.
I need you to try to remember, Mom. These pictures were taken in 1972. Where?
I don't know.
Dad was working for the State Department. He'd go on the road. Where would he go?
I don't remember. Fox, please.
Will you look at the pictures, Mom? Just look at them.
Don't do this to me.
Now, he must have talked about his work, about the men he worked with. Did he ever bring them home? Were they ever here?
Yes. But I don't remember their names anymore. What does this have to do with, Fox?
I think it has to do with Samantha. I think it has to do with what happened to my sister.
Hello?
Dana, it's your sister.
Hi.
Hi, where have you been?
I had to go to Boston for a funeral.
Well, I was worried about you.
Why?
Because I haven't heard from you since you saw Dr. Pomerantz.
Missy, something strange happened to me today. I'm a bit freaked out by it.
Okay, look, I want to come over. I want to talk to you. Are you going to be there for a while?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
Hi.
Melissa, I'm very sorry to have missed your call. Please leave a message and I'll call you right back, okay? Have a really nice day.
Missy, it's me. Please pick up.
Missy, pick up. I'm coming over to your place instead. I'll look for you on the way. Bye.
Scully, get in the car. I need to talk to you. It's very important.
I was just going over to my sister's.
I'll drop you by there right now. I need you to come with me.
Where are we going?
To a place we can talk in private.
Put your hands where I can see them. Don't turn around or I'll blow your head off. Don't think I won't do it, you son of a bitch.
No, I believe you. Just stay cool. I'm with you.
Take two steps forward. Now move slowly towards the couch. Turn around and sit down on your hands.
Are you going to let me tell you why I'm here?
I know why you're here. I want to know who sent you. Whose errand boy you are.
No one sent me.
You got the rest of your life to give me answers. Is a ghost, Skinner. Who's pulling the strings?
You can kill me, Scully, but you'll only be doing their work for them. Forget about your job and your family. You'll spend the rest of your life behind bars. There isn't a federal judge that they couldn't persuade.
What's the alternative? Let you kill me now?
I didn't come here to kill you. I came here to give you something. I've got the digital tape.
You're lying.
I've got it in my pocket. I took it out of Mulder's desk.
This.